The title of this post is "The Most Drug-Drenched, Chemically Altered Team in Sports History Only Managed to Tie the Cleanest, Most Tested Team in Sports History for Olympic Gold Medals. Eternal Shame on the USA and Bravo China." Well, it's all starting to come out. U.S. Anti-Doping Association, which should actually be called the U.S. Doping Association, it has been exposed that for at least the last 10 years, they have been allowing doped up U.S. athletes to compete in international events. This is on top of the fact that I have already reported that out of 600 U.S. athletes that were 630 actually that were in the Olympic Games, 450 had asthma exemptions. The crooked doctors that are paid off by the American Doping Association declare the athletes have asthma. And the U.S. is not the only one. There is also, of course, Sweden is known as the asthma ski team. And, Australia is known as the asthma swimming team. And the United States is known as the ADHD, attention deficit disorder gymnastics team, so that they can take a Ritalin, which is like speed, methadrine. But asthma is the big one, because with asthma you can also take steroids, which are highly illegal because they build muscle. And also with asthma, so you can take not only steroids, but you can also take speed, because then you can take puffer Ventolin, which is speed. And bronchodilators, pills that are bronchodilators. And I know, because I used to take all these back when I had asthma, and I got rid of it with Chinese medicine and acupuncture. And there's even photos of American swimmers with purple faces at the end of their races, because the puffers and the bronchodilators causes blood to go to their head. Their heads, and they have purple faces at the end of their races. This is, and of course, all you hear, China doping. But as these two tables show, China was the most doped, was the most tested team in history. The average anti-doping test per swimmer was 21. U.S. 6, and then all the other leading countries, 5 and 4 tests. So the Chinese swim team was tested over 3 times as much, sometimes 5 times as much compared to the other major sports countries. Not only that, but the Chinese, since January, were tested over 19,000 times and had a 0.2% doping rate of violations. Germany had 13,000, over 13,000 tests, another country that the United States wants to keep down sports-wise. And they only had 0.3% doping violations. The United States was only tested 6,700 times, and they had 1.2% doping rate, which is 6 times as much as the Chinese. So they have ruined the careers of people like Sun Yuan in the last Olympics, framing him on doping. And I have a link here to show that, in fact, the Chinese in 1999 came out and cleaned up their international sports athletes and got rid of eliminated athletes who were doping. So it's the Chinese that have the most rigorous internal testing system in the world. And also, they are the most tested outside by the World Anti-Doping Association or Authority, which of course was created by the United States and controlled by the United States, so that they could go after Russia and China and frame them and get them removed from sporting events, so that the United States would have an advantage. Now we not only have the, you know, WADA is now upset with the U.S. Doping Association for being so blatantly racist against the Chinese athletes that it's threatening to take the 2034, I think it's the 2034 Winter Olympics in Salt Lake City away from the United States if they don't stop it. And now even U.S.-controlled WADA is extremely upset because it is all coming out now that, of course, the United States creates its own doping association, completely ignores the one that they control at the international level, and is doping and drugging all of their athletes, well, at least three-fourths of them, 450 out of 600, and so that they have a chemical advantage. And yet, even with that, the United States had 630 athletes in Paris. China had 380-something athletes. And with all those drugs, all those steroids, all those amphetamines, all those opiates that they can take, you know, for pain-killing, they also get the painkiller exemptions from the American Doping Association. And WADA also gives the three-fourths of its exemptions to the United States and the Western teams. So it's incredible that in spite of all of that chemical advantage, the United States only managed to tie China for 40 gold medals in the Olympics in Paris. I commend the Chinese athletes for being clean and playing clean and competing clean, and it's eternal shame on the United States, you know, constantly cheating, constantly doing illegal things to to try to gain an advantage, and they still couldn't even outpace China in gold medals. This is Jeff J. Brown, China Rising Radio Sinoland, Seek Truth from Facts Foundation, the China Writers Group, and the Bioweapon Truth Commission signing out.